From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is raising the possibility of U.S. advisors joining Iraqi troops in attacks on so-called Islamic State militants. NPR's Craig Windham reports General Martin Dempsey and Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel are telling a Senate panel that forging a coalition of Arab partners will be crucial to defeating the militant group.
More than 1,000 U.S. troops have already been dispatched to Iraq to advise forces there, but Dempsey says he's not ruling out a more direct role for the U.S. personnel in battling the militant group, also known as ISIL.
If we reach the point where I believe our advisors should accompany Iraq troops on attacks against specific ISIL targets, I'll recommend that to the president.
The president is asking Congress to authorize training and arming moderate Syrian rebels, an expected 5,000 this year, to help in the fight. Hagel was asked about that number, given the Islamic State's estimated force of between 20 and 30,000 fighters.
5,000 is a beginning. This effort is going to be a long-term effort.
Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The Taliban are claiming to be responsible for a car bomb blast near an international military convoy in the Afghan capital today. Local officials say three members of the NATO-led force were killed and nearly 20 other troops and civilians were hurt. In a separate attack in eastern Afghanistan, coalition forces say one of its troops was fatally shot by someone wearing an Afghan army uniform. The violence has been escalating as foreign combat forces prepare to withdraw from Afghanistan by year's end. Ukraine's parliament ratified a landmark agreement today that will tighten economic and political ties with Europe. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports a European Association agreement was signed simultaneously with the European Parliament in Strasbourg.
It's the same agreement that former Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych rejected last November, setting off the Maidan protests that caused hundreds of deaths and led to the current upheaval in the east of the country and interference by Russia. Current Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said no nation had ever paid such a high price to become Europeans. In the east of Ukraine, where many felt betrayed by the Maidan protest movement, shelling between separatists and the Ukrainian army continues despite a ceasefire. Three people died overnight in shelling in the separatist-controlled city of Donetsk. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Dnipropetrovsk, Ukraine.
Firefighters are gaining ground on a blaze that has damaged or destroyed about 100 homes and other structures near the California border with Oregon. Operations are underway in the town of Weed, where about 375 acres have burned since the fire began yesterday afternoon. At one point, the flames were spreading so quickly that about 1,500 people had to be evacuated. The blaze is now about 20% contained, and it does not appear to be growing. Dow is up 81 points at 17,113. This is NPR News. The Federal Reserve meets today and tomorrow to look at the U.S. economy and interest rates. NPR's John Itzde says Fed policymakers will be debating when to begin raising a benchmark rate.
It's widely expected Fed policymakers will remain on track to end their bond-buying stimulus program next month. Fed officials have said even after that program ends, their benchmark interest rate will remain low for a considerable time. Economists and investors will be watching for any change in that guidance. Some Fed officials think the central bank should begin raising rates immediately to avoid inflation, but Fed Chair Janet Yellen has made clear she believes the job market remains too weak, and slow job growth in August reinforced her view. Current forecasts suggest policymakers won't begin raising rates until mid-2015. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
For the first time in 2 years, the Social Security Administration is resuming mailed statements to workers to notify them of what they can expect when they retire. The agency had stopped the mailings to save money until Congress passed a bill requiring Social Security to again send out the statements. They include a history of taxable earnings for each year so recipients can check for possible mistakes. They also offer estimates of monthly benefits. UPS says it plans to hire up to 95,000 seasonal workers in preparation for the busy holiday season. Everything from delivery assistants to drivers to package sorters are going to be needed. Last year, a last-minute surge in holiday shipments pushed up UPS's costs and hurt its profits. Dow is up 83 points. It's at 17,114. This is NPR.